Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. We're going to take you into a message today entitled, Blessed Are They That Do. Glory to God. You have to do the word of God. You can't just say, I believe and trust in the grace and the cross and not do nothing. Blessed are they that do. James 1 and verse 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Revelation 22:14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. Luke 6:46, Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father. Let's go into the word entitled, Blessed Are They That Do. God bless you.
Starting with mama and daddy. Honor your father and mother. I pray God all the time. Father, I honor my mama, honor my dad. They've been dead for a long time. But I thank God they was the channel brought me here. Thank God that when I was a baby, couldn't feed myself. I can feed myself now because I had a mama and a daddy. I still honor them because I honor this commandment. And so my point is, you're still dealing with the Ten Commandments. This is what governs life. When you die, this is how God gonna judge how you did in life, how you loved him, and how you loved other people. That's why Jesus was saying, on these two hang everything in this Bible. All the law and the prophet is fulfilled in loving God and loving people. You can't say I love, but you're still. If you steal, you ain't loving. You can't say I love, but you commit adultery. If you committed adultery, you didn't love. So by those two commandments, you won't be committing adultery. You won't be stealing. You won't be lying. You won't do none of them. And if you do them, you're not loving. Okay. Now go to Matthew 19. Hallelujah. Matthew 19, verse 16. Here's another story. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now watch this. Now this man came to Jesus and he checked him by calling him good. And that's a whole nother story. But now whatever Jesus going to counsel this man in, if he lying right here, then he lying everywhere else. Jesus don't lie. This man wanted to know, what should I do to gain eternal life? Now watch Jesus counsel. And when we see how Jesus counseled this man, why will we let a church, a 21st century church, and a 21st century preacher tell us ain't no law? The commandment's gone. We're under grace. They don't understand grace. Jesus finna counsel this boy. This boy asked the question. Now, Jesus ain't gonna lie to this man. He said, what should I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why you call me good? There's one good, and that is God. But if thou will enter into life, if you want to go into life, keep the commandments. Don't that sound like my text when it says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may enter into the gates into the city? He said, I, Jesus, testify. Here he is testifying again in another gospel. So how do we not have commandments, church? How is it the commandments gone? And we have no more law. We've been fooled. It says, if you want life, keep the commandments. Jesus wouldn't tell that man that if you didn't have to keep the commandments. He said unto him, which? Because he felt a lack in his life. Now watch Jesus, how smart he is. He went straight to the ones he kept, because he know he's going to step up and say, I kept them. And he didn't even bother with the first four here, because these are the ones he broke. He said, which one? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. That's dealing with people. You don't love somebody if you murder them. You don't love them if you running them down. If you running the pastor down, the leader down, you think that's love? You think somebody getting you against your leader is love? You mean you following that? Good God Almighty. And I'm like, y'all know I got to throw my little stuff in there now, because I'm a teacher. I'm like, and I love folks now. Do anything for them. I ain't got nothing in my heart. I don't hold no unforgiveness. But I'm going to tell you about yourself. Because apostles do that. You sat by me and my wife 5 years and I teach you, and you following somebody else in the congregation, you deserve to go. You know that ain't that crazy. How God give you a leader and you following somebody in the pew? You know you ain't loving God when you do that. Y'all know I have to throw that in there. See, I'm doing some whooping in advance so nobody else do that stuff like that. Don't do that. See, the dad of the house got to keep things right. Don't you get caught up in foolishness like that, ever. I love you. Just telling you the truth. He said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. Jesus didn't say nothing about the first part, but watch what he do. See, now keep in mind, Jesus telling the boy how to gain eternal life. Now, if that counsel was good then, it's good now. Because if you break these commandments, you ain't going into the city. The young man said unto him, all these I kept from my youth up. And he probably, more than likely, he wasn't lying. What lack I? He felt the lack. Because he knew there was something lacking. Jesus is going to deal with his lack now. Jesus said unto him, if you will be perfect. Do y'all know what Jesus said? See, you can keep all of these and still have the Adamic nature in you and still be, you still need to be born again. There are people kept these and wasn't born again. Luke 1, verse 5 and 6. People that wasn't born again kept them all, but they still lacked. So Calvary paid for a new life, and in it, the Adamic nature made me a new creature when the Spirit came in and implemented that Calvary work in me, and it made me perfect. What he was saying is you just need to be born again. He said, if thou will be perfect, and don't let no preacher tell you ain't no such thing as perfect. And if you sit in church, and especially under this teaching, and still don't believe you can be perfect, you got a misunderstanding of perfect. Just admit it, because the Bible ain't going to say this 120 times and don't mean it. So just go on and admit, I don't understand perfect from God's point of view. That's the best thing you can do instead of going around hollering, ain't nobody perfect. Well, you saying God lying. Just say, I don't know what God means. Let me learn what God means before I say those crazy words. And we're not talking about humanity perfect. It says a young man said, all these I kept from my youth up. Jesus said, if thou will be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor. He really didn't tell him to give it all to the poor. He said, just go sell what you have and give. He could have gave a tenth. He could have gave 20%. He didn't tell him to give it all. He said, just give. Then he said, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. He was just saying, you want to be perfect? Come follow me, because he was going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, send back the promise so you can be born again. Now when you keep them, you're keeping them because they in you. Y'all see what Jesus was after here? The faith of Christ and the commandments of God. When you receive the Spirit, this is a lifestyle for you. This ain't something you're trying to do. All right, here's my point before I leave these scriptures. Jesus wouldn't have never counseled that man to keep the commandments is the way to eternal life if that's not the way to eternal life. Jesus do not give wrong counsel, okay? But all he added was that you need to be born again. That's basically what he's saying. Revelation 14, 10. That's good, preacher? Okay, Revelation 10, I'm sorry, 14, 10 through. I'm just about done because I'm going to close with two commandments. Revelation 14, verse 10. I was excited about getting here teaching this morning because this thing just consumed my life. And people need to understand what this is about. A lot of folk going to go to hell because they don't understand this book. And they following churches, preachers, and folks, and what they think is right. And God done say if a preacher don't have this right, they don't even know how to skillfully teach the word. They can stir your emotions. They can make you feel good. But they got it wrong. A lot of preachers need to sit at some other preacher's feet so they can learn. Hallelujah. Okay. It says, and the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Anybody that broke these, that didn't live by these laws God gave in the beginning. And then John said an old law. I don't give you no new law, but the old law. The old one is when he stepped out and gave the Ten Commandments. Keep his commandments. Anybody that don't keep them going to come under the indignation of God. Because all the Creator wants from all his creatures is love me and love people in society. And if you can't do that, you can't live with me forever. Because there are going to be some creatures in heaven. If you don't know how to love here, you can't love up there, because they ain't nothing but love beings up there. And if you don't exercise yourself in love down here, you ain't going to know how. All you're going to do is you're going to come up there with a little bitterness in your heart. You're bitter up heaven. God ain't let no bitterness get up there. None. So you have to bathe yourself in love here. This is love we're talking about. This is a love walk. That's all this is. And they're calling this legalism. Yeah, one preacher called it legalism. One preacher said, Paul said it, he counted it all dung. He threw the commandments away. He threw the law of Moses away. He said it. Let me tell you what dung is. Doo-doo. Call the commandments doo-doo. Repent calling God's commandments doo-doo. Because he said, if any man teach and to people to break these least commandments, you're going to be called least in the kingdom. Any man teach and do them, you're going to be called great. I'll tell y'all preaching something else. That's why God dealt with me at 7 years old. And tell folks. Hallelujah. It says they're going to fall under the cup of God's indignation, and they shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of his holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment shall ascend up forever and ever. And they shall have no rest day or night, which worship the beast. See, have no other God before me. They done served another God. The first commandment is, I am the Lord thy God. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. I brought you out the world. I saved you. I was the one that gave you life. And now you serving another God? He said, you'll go to hell and your smoke will go up forever and ever. You making yourself God? You making sex your God? You making your job your God? Their smoke gonna go up forever and ever. And he said, And the smoke of their torment shall ascend up forever and ever, and they shall have no rest day or night who worship the beast, talking about that Antichrist, because they took him as God, and his image, and whosoever receiveth his mark of his name. Now, verse 12 says, here's the patience of the saints. This is why I patiently live this thing now. This is why I ain't sinning. This is why I'm living right. Because I don't want no smoke coming up from me no forever and ever. I don't want to be outside the city. It ain't worth it. That little thrill you get from sin, it ain't worth it. So here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. When you get born again and when you receive the Spirit, I'm going to pray the Spirit be stirred up in people here. And I'm going to pray people that haven't received the Spirit, I'm believing you're going to receive it. Because when you receive the Spirit, these commandments become your lifestyle. And the Bible said, this is the covenant. What is the covenant? I'm going to put my laws in your heart. Don't let no preacher tell you Jesus Christ is the covenant. Jesus Christ and his blood is what purchased the covenant. Jesus Christ himself is the mediator of the covenant. But the covenant is the Ten Commandments. When a preacher tell you Jesus is the covenant, and these cross preachers mainly tell you that, what they saying is they're trying to put the responsibility of the Ten Commandments back on Jesus. And one of them said, you don't have to live the commandments. He'll do it for you. That's a slick preacher. The covenant is God's Ten Commandments, God's Ten Laws, which is nothing but love in your heart. And because I love him, I'm not going to cheat on my wife. Because I love him, I'm not going to cheat on him first. I'm scared of him. I fear him. And I love her. See, love God, love people. That's all it is. And because I love him, I'm not going to steal from you. Because I love him, I ain't going to bear false witness on you. Because I love him, I ain't going to covet what you got. Why these people talking about ain't no Ten Commandments, ain't no law in the Bible? You ain't got no law, then do your thing. Let me just lie on you. Let me just steal from you. Come on now. See how stupid that is? That's a crazy society, and it's a crazy church that then got away from these basic principles. And the whole New Testament, all over the New Testament. And I prove to you, Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, get thee hence, Satan, worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. It is written, all three temptations, he quoted the Ten Commandments. Jesus quoted from the Ten Commandments, all three temptations. Then came and taught the commandments and said, don't think I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill it. I came to explain it. I came to show you how to do it. And when I die, I'm going to give you a birth. They're going to be born. You're going to be born with them. That's the covenant. Now, I walk around every day. I'm in covenant with an almighty God. What flood can hurt me? I go through things. What can hurt me? I might feel the pressure for a while, but I'm coming out. Because I'm in covenant with an almighty God. When you're in covenant with an almighty God, life can't harm you. You'll feel it because in the world we're going to have tribulation. In the world we're going to go through it. But I'm coming out without the smell of smoke. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because you're in covenant. God's going to wipe all tears from your eyes. Come on now, God's going to fill your pocketbook. God's going to give you that house back. God's going to give you, come on, God's going to give you your children back. When you stay in covenant. I just want to close with these two. Exodus 23, thou shalt have no other God before me. Luke 14, 26, watch this. Watch this, Jesus teaching the covenant. And he said, you can't be my disciple if you don't keep this covenant. That's what Jesus was talking about. Luke 14, verse 26. Almost got happy there. That hoop almost came out. I ain't got no problem with that if the Spirit motivated me, but I ain't finna tickle your fancy every Sunday and not teach you nothing. Tracy, you missed it one week. I was in here, I was hooping down. They ain't think I can hoop. I had these for, come on, I had y'all on your toes for a minute. But I ain't going to play with your emotions and don't put nothing in them. That's love. I like to get happy. But I ain't nothing happy about you going to hell and smoke coming up. If any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, brother, children, brethren, sisters, yea, even your own life. Now, he ain't talking about the hate like we think. He's saying your priority got to be God. Have no other God before me. Daddy, sister, brother, children, even you can't be God. That's what it means to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. God, come before me. That's what it means to love him. The next one and the last one is Exodus 20. And verse 7, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And let me show you how many Christians take his name in vain. See, because we thinking, because you use a little cuss word and call his name, that's part of taking his name in vain. You know, they just say, oh, Jesus Christ, that's taking his name in vain, because you didn't really mean that. But it's deeper than that. Let me show you. Ezekiel 36, how you take his name in vain. Verse 19 says, and when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these be the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of the land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathens, whether they went. What he's simply saying is, when he told the Jews, when you break my commandments and don't keep them, I'm going to scatter you all over the world. And we know they scattered them back in 1948. They became a nation again. Every time they disobeyed commandment, it was about the Ten Commandments. Every time they disobeyed him, he scattered them. And he had scattered them, and they went out amongst all these heathens, and they was living just like the heathens. They had God's name. They called themselves, you know, we're holy people. We're of God. We're Christians. I believe in Jesus. I'm saved. And right amongst the heathens, acting like them, talking like them, doing the same thing. And God said, I looked at this and I had pity for my own name. God said, it's my name, y'all profaning. It's my name. So when we say we believe in him, when we say he's my Lord, I believe in him. But when we go to the world and go among people and don't live this book, we profane his name. That's taking his name in vain. You got his name, and everywhere you go, how you live, his name is attached to it. I like that. Whatever you do, and that's why I'm so, look, I had a dream, Sister Peggy, that I had done something, and the person didn't even see me, but I thought they saw me. I said, oh, God, that I did something, you know, that I shouldn't have did. I woke up, I'm just dreaming. Thank you, Jesus. Then we get out of here. I fear embarrassing him. When I go on my job, I want them to know I'm a Christian. I want them to know I take his name and I don't take it in vain. I'm scared to mess up. I ain't gonna mess up, but I'm scared. I fear God. Elder, I fear God. I will not let you down. I'm scared. I'm too scared. And I like that kind of scared. That's called fear. That's called respect for fear. I'm scared of fire. But I can be blessed by fire. But my scared won't let me act wrong with fire. You see what I'm saying? I'm scared of God. I fear him because I don't want to take his name in vain. And the Bible say anybody taking his name in vain, God will not hold you guiltless. You see these commandments serious. That's why I'm going to teach on all of them. I want to close with these scriptures. I want to close with this. 1 Peter 4 and 11. I make any adjustments in my life I need to make because I don't want to take his name in vain. The people went out and they was embarrassing him. They said they believe in him. It's better to say I don't believe in him yet. I ain't got it right. I'm not a Christian. And just don't. But now that's still scary because you can go to hell and smoke gonna go up forever too if you die like that. But you won't have God as your enemy because God said I'm not gonna hold you guiltless for taking my name in vain. And he promised that now. But when you're in covenant with him, I'm in covenant and I ain't going to do wrong. I ain't going to treat you wrong because I'm in covenant with him. Peter said this. Here's an apostle Peter talking about the Ten Commandments. The oracles is the Ten Commandments. All your apostles in the New Testament wrote from the basis of the Ten Commandments. Every one of them. I done already proved that. The whole New Testament is the Ten Commandments is the constitution for the New Testament. Yes, it is. All of it. All those apostles embraced them. Paul embraced them. Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles. That's the Ten Commandments. The oracles is that divine utterance, those ten divine utterance that he uttered. And he said, ten things, no more. He never intended for bulls and goats to be offered. He never intended for 613 Mosaic law, Levitical law. The Levites carried out all the laws, and that's what they was doing. And of course, they had laws that governed them, but it all came through the law of Moses. Okay, that's gone. Only thing not gone is Ten Commandments. They still here. And if you don't think so, you can throw your New Testament away. Don't throw it away, but I'm just saying. Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as, in parallel to, the oracles of God. Are you speaking? Your word. If any man minister, as we minister. Now, how many ministers minister in this? See, they got a lot of unskillful ministers need to set and let an apostle instruct them more perfectly so that they can be better, not to embarrass them. And see, the reason you rebuke leaders because of Matthew 23, Jesus rebuked them. Because he said, you blind leaders of the blind. You appear white, like whited walls, and you dead man bones. And say, go read it. Jesus, that's how he dealt with leaders. So I'm like my master. Because to whom much is given, much is required. You have to come over hard with leaders. Because first of all, you ain't got no business leading an innocent soul wrong. He said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God give it. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. See, you glorify God with these oracles through Jesus Christ. That's why the faith of Christ and keep the commandments of God. That's all he's talking about. Next verse. James 2 verse 12. He's back up and read this in context. He's talking about the Ten Commandments because he mentioned two of them, but all of them are connected because he said if you break one, you broke them all. They're all connected. And they all is love. And so this is what James was talking about. So it says, so speak ye. In other words, so speak. So speak. So speak ye and so do. Do. What's my subject? It's blessed are they that do, that they might have the right to the tree of life. I, Jesus, said this. And when we first started, I, Jesus, testified. Why you let a church under this fake grace say there ain't no more law and there ain't no more Ten Commandments? That preacher is unskillful and misleading you. It says, so speak ye and so do ye. Watch this. As they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. James called the Ten Commandments the law of liberty because we've been delivered. We've been delivered from the law of sin and death. Now we have the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The law is still here, but it's the laws of God. So he said, you're going to be judged by these laws. When you die, you're going to be judged by these laws. And all it is love. Last verse, Romans 2, verse 11 through 13. For there is no respect of person with God. The Jew, he ain't going to respect the Jew. He ain't going to respect the Gentiles. He's going to use one law. It's really one law, love. And you can break that love up in loving God, loving people. It's just really one law, love. That's all these commandments are about. So when the Creator stepped out on Mount Sinai, mountain shaking, lightning flashing, and he gave Israel 10 commandments, he was telling his creatures how to love. That's all the 10 commandments is. And everybody that die outside of love, there's torment. They're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever by breaking the love law. For there are no respect of person with God. For as many as have sinned without the law, Jews didn't, the Gentiles didn't have it, but they had a conscience that told them right from wrong. So if you sin without the law, they shall perish without the law. See, when they go to the judgment, the law may not come up. It's going to come up. It's going to be there because that's a book that's going to be there. But their conscience is going to convict them. Conscience is going to say, yeah, you was lost, but I still told you you was wrong. You just didn't listen. See, your conscience tell you when you're wrong, when you do something wrong. You ain't got to be born. You ain't got to have the Holy Ghost to know what's wrong. Now, when you have the Holy Ghost, you not only know what's wrong, you got grace to do what's right. It says, for as many as have sinned without the law shall perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. But watch this. They talk about justification by faith. Don't let nobody fool like you just believe and you justified even when you sin. That's the preacher's lying. Those preachers are lying. They are liars and need to repent. Here's justification by faith. It says, for not the hearer of the law of God, not the law of Moses, are just, not the hearer of the law just before God, but the doers of the law. Blessed are they that do. You could study this in your own time. You got to read in context to get this now. And if you don't see it, I'll show it to you. Romans 3, verse 3, the commandments of God is called the faith of God. Romans 1, verse 18 is called the truth of God. In the first chapter of Romans, he said that these Jews had the truth in unrighteousness. The truth was the Ten Commandments. They were still breaking them, offering them bulls and goats because they thought the Mosaic law going to let you off from breaking God's law. They held the truth of God in unrighteousness. And God turned them over so the women would desire women, men would desire. That's where the spirit of homosexuality came from somebody breaking God's laws. And he said, I gave you over to honor your own, dishonor your own body. That's a judgment. So Romans 1:18, the Ten Commandments is called the truth of God. And Romans 2, verse 8 and Romans 3, verse 5 is called the righteous judgment of God. Those are the Ten Commandments. That's what it is. And when you see from faith to faith, not only from human faith to Jesus' faith, but the faith of God is the Ten Commandments. And you move from the Ten Commandments, the faith of God externally, to the faith of Christ, which is the Ten Commandments internally. From faith to faith.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. To call us, you can call at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the next broadcast.